She had gone to a David Bowie concert with her friend. This was back in 1987. That concert was in Slane, County Meath, and they'd returned to Dublin by bus. They got back into Parnell Square around 11 p.m. And then later that night, the two ladies parted company, and their last sighting was of Antoinette on O'Connell Street, walking past the Gresham Hotel towards the O'Connell Bridge. And that was the last sighting of her. Following day, then she was reported missing by her husband and hadn't returned home. The following year, then that her remains were discovered on the 3rd of April, 1988, in the Glendhu Mountain, which is in the kind of Glen Cree in a scary area. And a murder investigation was then launched at that time.
So she went missing on the 11th of July, 1987, a long time ago, and Ireland was a very different place back then.
That's right. I mean, last sighted on O'Connell Street, I suppose the capital's main street, and it would have been a very busy time. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. The nightlife would have been in full swing. But yeah, I mean, Ireland was considered a very safe place, very. You know, there was no issues, no problems. But so the disappearance of Antoinette was very much out of the ordinary at that time. And as I say, last seen just walking down O'Connell Street, heading towards the O'Connell Bridge at 2 a.m. that morning.
And she was a mother of two little girls as well.
That's right. Two young children, Lisa and Rachel. Lisa was only 7 years old at the time, and Rachel would have been 4 at the time of her disappearance. And I must give credit to the two ladies all these years later, and they're still giving voice to their mother and still actively trying to progress and assist with the progressing this investigation. And we work closely with them and stay in constant contact with them. And there's a family liaison officer assigned who maintain regular contact with Lisa and Rachel.
What's the impact been like on them not knowing what happened?
Well, that's true. There's a lot of unanswered questions. A lot of just wondering what happened. What was the last remaining hours of their mother's life, and what occurred? I mean, they want answers. They want to appeal to the public to come forward and just to try and assist with this investigation. And any piece of information, even how small, and that someone might consider to be insignificant, could be the key to cracking this investigation. So who knows, with the passage of time, that someone might have new information or even a change of heart and may wish to come forward and assist us with this inquiry.